Let's talk a bit of Big Bash League, though, and talk to Nathan McAndrew from the Sydney Thunder, who's on the line now. G'day, Nathan.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Going very well, thank you. Now, not a great start to your defence of the title from the Sydney Thunder. What's gone wrong so far? Do the powers that be think at the Thunder?
Yeah, look, obviously not an ideal start. Last year, I think from memory, we won our first three in a row, but then we went on to lose four in a row, so... It's a funny game, you know. We've been pretty happy with our processes, to be honest. There's just been a couple of key moments that we've probably let slip. We've dropped a couple of catches and they've hurt us as well. But, you know, Shane Watson is back in the squad tonight, so he adds a lot of stability to the batting and also with his bowling. So, yeah, look, we're pretty confident still of getting a result tonight and getting our season back on track.
It's a funny game, the T20 game, because you can actually be playing reasonably well or even well but be losing.
Yeah, exactly right. I think that's what makes it such a great spectacle for the fans. You know, it's always a tight contest. The Big Bash is a very even contest as well. On any given night, anyone can beat each other. So, you know, it's a game where you really can be in the game, but you can sort of lose track of the run chase in one over. So, regardless of how well you do play, if you do mess up in one over, that can end up costing you. So. I think that just adds to the excitement of the game.
The big smash kicks off the campaign this year again. Terrific spectacle. I mean, not obviously a great result from your point of view, but terrific spectacle and good way to start the competition.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great game, the Sydney Derby. It's always a lot of fun. A lot of the guys obviously know each other quite well. A lot of guys obviously in the New South Wales states, and it's always a bit of friendly banter between the two squads, and you always want to try and get one up on the sixes, but... The result didn't quite go our way this year, but the crowd, we had a phenomenal crowd at Spotless Stadium. We had a sellout, and yeah, it was a brilliant atmosphere.
Well, it's good to see Huss walk through with the cup too, just to let everyone know that you'd won it last year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always always fun to show off the trophy when you win it.
Yeah, well, you only get one chance to do it, Nate, so you might as well make the most of it while you have the opportunity. Hey, the two teams you played so far, what do you make of both of those two at this stage of the competition?
Yeah, look, I think we've played two of the strongest teams. The Sixers looked really strong that night. They played a really good game against us and deserved the result. They looked pretty strong again last night, beating Perth. And then the Renegades look like a very strong unit. They've obviously got a couple of injuries with Peter Seal and James Patson, two of their strike bowlers out. But even with those guys, they've got a real deep squad. They've got a lot of top-class batters and bowlers there with Dwayne Bravo and Brad Hogg as well, providing a lot of experience in their bowling ranks. So, yeah, we've come against two really strong teams and haven't been able to get the results, unfortunately. But, yeah, Brisbane Heat will be another great game again tonight. They're definitely a strong team as well, so we're going to have to be on our best to get the result tonight.
I was going to say, it doesn't get any easier. They're not exactly, got no-name players running around for the Brisbane Heat.
Not at all. They've got a top-class team. Brendan McCullum at the top is, one of the best T20 batters in the world, obviously. He's had a terrific career for New Zealand and also in T20 competitions in the IPL, and it's just a real excitement to have him as part of the Big Bash this year.
Hey, Nathan, when you're around the squad at the moment and you're not getting a game, what's your role and how do you keep yourself ready to go the minute that, someone taps you on the shoulder and says, mate, you're in?
Yeah, look, it's a challenge. Obviously, you've always love to be playing, but yeah, just making sure that you're fine-tuning your game and training hard and making sure that that you keep ready and prepared in case you do get the nod. Been plenty of opportunities to train. We've got top-class facilities at Spotless, so just working in with the squad and working with guys like Shane Watson, Clint McKay, Pat Cummins. Just we've got a great variety of top-class bowlers at the Thunder, and it's always great to work in with them and just try and pick their brain and just try and improve your game. That's all that I can really do whilst I'm not playing, as long as I'm making sure that I'm fine-tuning my game and just making sure that I'm not just going through the motions at training and I'm actually working on something. That's just sort of where I'm at the moment.
Any indication of when you might get a game?
Not too sure, to be honest, mate. It's just a matter of preparing every day through training and whatever happens, happens, I think.
Hey, what's the deal at Spotless Stadium? Why are there so many insects at Spotless Stadium? It looks to be the most insect-ridden stadium I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, there are quite a few bugs always flying around on the ground. A little will admit, I remember quite a few times, especially as soon as the lights sort of start to turn on around that dusk time of night, they really seem to come out. So, yeah, not too sure. I don't know if it's just part of Western Sydney, but, yeah, I definitely recall a couple of times under a high ball at training and, all of a sudden you get hit in the face by a fly or a bug or some sort. It always makes the catch a bit more challenging, but, yeah, I'm not too sure about that one.
How are the lights at Spotless? I mean, I spoke to a couple of the Renegades boys who obviously played at Etihad the other night, and they said the lights do factor in, and that might be one of the reasons why we're seeing some what you would call elementary catches dropped in the competition so far this year. Has there been any change in the lights at Spotless?
Look, I think the lights are quite close to the ground at Spotless. They're not quite as high as the lights, I guess, at an MCG or an SCG kind of stadium. They're right. A bit lower to the ground. So that does sort of come into the equation a little bit with the ball. I guess the ball can get up into the lights easier. It's, and I think there's more light towers at Spotless as well as some of the other grounds. So yep. There are a few more pockets of the ground where you can sort of get caught up in the lights, but that's just part of, I guess, the stadium, and each stadium's different. You've got to get used to the conditions. So we're lucky to do quite a lot of training and a lot of fielding there and try and get ourselves used to those conditions.
Do you do your fielding training at night, though?
Yeah, you can often, depending on... You always try and get some in before the game at that sort of dusk time. But often, often training is in the afternoon, so you can get a fair bit of training, fielding, catching done. Towards the end of training, it is starting to get a bit dark sometimes. So, yeah, we do get an opportunity to practice that a little bit, yeah.
All right. You mentioned Shane Watson's back. Obviously, 100% fit and ready to go with both bat and ball.
Yeah, he looked. He had a good training session a couple of days ago, so he looked like he was fit and ready to go. He's obviously a very experienced guy. He knows his body quite well now. So he was, he seemed pretty confident in that. So, looking forward to seeing him out there tonight.
Nathan, we wish you the best of luck for the rest of the BBL season. Let's hope you get a game soon and you can make your mark and show them what you got.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Nathan McAndrew there from the Sydney Thunder taking on the Brisbane Heat tonight at Spotless Stadium in the BBL game. Been terrific entertainment from the word go this year, as it has been the whole way through.